Then we have the law concerning the meal offering, verse 14, and this is the law of the meal offering. The sons of Aaron shall offer it before the Lord, before the altar, and he shall take of it his handful of the flour of the meal offering, and the oil thereof, and frankincense, and so on. And you see, again, the instructions are directed to the priests. The offerer is a worshiper who stands before the altar, rejoicing before God, and the priest performs for him. Now we are told, verses 16 and 17, and the remainder thereof shall Aaron and his sons eat with unleavened bread, and unleavened shall it be eaten. That's the rendering of the Septuagint version. That's important, unleavened bread. Leaven speaks of evil. And the holy place is, I think here, the outer court. It was holy because God was there. God said, you remember to Moses at the beginning, draw not nigh hither, put off your shoes. Place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Now you'll notice verse 18, all the males among the children of Aaron shall eat of it, shall be a statute forever in your generations. See, all believers can participate in the enjoyment of the beauties and glories of the holy humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, you and I need to rejoice in him more than we are today. The priests, by the way, were not only to eat, but also to offer a tithe of the meal offering. The priests in turn, who took a tenth, were to offer a tenth. All of the tithe must be offered. Priests must give as well as receive. Ministers today ought to set an example to their congregation, this matter of giving. I've attempted as pastor over the years to urge the staff sitting on the platform to give and that the offering plate be passed. We're a part also. We have then the law concerning the sin offering that concludes this chapter, and the instructions are repeated again here to the priests. Now, notice just this one thing. The sin offering speaks of the work of Christ on the cross. You see, this speaks of the person of Christ. Christ must be holy, harmless, and free from sin to be a satisfactory offering for sin. He must be able to save. You see, the virgin birth is essential to the plan of salvation. A believer cannot deny the virgin birth. The sin offering was holy because Christ was free from sin, though he was made sin for us. It was my sin on him that caused him to have to die, not his, or just because he was arrested by the Romans and tried. He could have stepped off this earth any moment. Why, he told Peter, put up your sword. I could have legions of angels here if it was necessary.